If every person is a sinner in need of Jesus, how can humility, gratitude, and a refusal to embrace replacement theology shape your engagement with Jewish people and with the gospel today? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I am so glad that you are here today. I hope you're enjoying these daily devotions. This is part of our series called None Righteous. And today we're going to talk about For All Have Sinned. And we also have been addressing as we go through these scriptures are ones that people like to use to say, see, Israel is not God's chosen people. The Jewish nation is not God's chosen land. The covenant with God was replaced with the church. And so we are looking into some of that. But to overall remember, everyone needs Jesus. He died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again that we may have eternal life. And never forget, Jesus is a Jew. So as we get in, if you enjoyed these devotions, subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender huddle. Today's scripture comes from Romans chapter 3, 21 through 26. In fact, the next couple days, it's going to be this way. So we're going to read the same scripture over and over and over, but that's okay. We want to get into our heart. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that's what we are focusing in on today. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith, this was to demonstrate his righteousness because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed. We're going to go through all this in the next subsequent days. For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. All right. So I know those last parts. The reason I read those is so that you have the whole sentence. And it's a big, long run-on sentence. So, all right, here we go. Romans 11, 7. So we're going to put this in context. Remember, context matters. Both the letter as a whole, the whole entire book of Romans, and the little portions that we're reading. What then? What Israel is seeking, it has not obtained. But those who were chosen obtained it, and their rest were hardened. Just as it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes to see not, and ears to hear not, down to this very day. And David said, let their table become a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a retribution to them. Let their eyes be darkened to see not and bend their backs forever. So remember, he's starting out. He says, what Israel's seeking, they have not obtained it. And he's going to keep answering this question over and over, that they are in partial blindness because God has put a spirit of stupor upon them. So you may be wondering, why is this? Why would God do this? Well, remember, Jesus in Matthew 24 says, until the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. So this stupor is here, and it was there in Paul's day as well, because we, as Gentiles, have God's grace and mercy being poured out. Now, that doesn't mean that some Jews can't come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It just means that the primary focus of God around the globe is the salvation of the Gentiles. And so that doesn't replace the church, because we're going to see that during the tribulation that focus goes back to the Jewish nation. So I want to go back to the original covenant and look at it in Genesis 17, 7. Also, I should have gone to Genesis 12 and Genesis 15, but that's okay. You can go back and read those. I will establish my covenant between me, God, and you, Abraham, and your, Abraham's, descendants after you through generations for an everlasting covenant. See that? So it is an everlasting covenant. So when we hear that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, we are not displacing the land, the nation, or the covenant of the Jewish people. We're just simply stating a fact. All have fallen short of the glory of God. Okay? And so think through this, because there's so much replacement theology in the world today that says, see, Romans chapter 3 says, we're all the same. There's no distinction. See, we're all sinners. We're all there. The answer is yes. In regards to salvation, there's one way to heaven. That is through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the way, the truth, the life, that no man goes to the Father except through him. Now, first, Jesus is a Jew. He's the descendant of David. He has a Jewish lineage. And he came directly from God the Father. So fully man, and yet fully God. And yet, Jesus was foreseen in this everlasting covenant. So, from Abraham's day to Jesus' day, it was foreseen that a Jew would die for the Gentile so that we could have salvation. But not only would he die for the Gentile, the Jew would die for a Jew. And it's important to understand this, because the church has not replaced Israel. The salvation statement of Jesus, that we have all sinned, there's no distinction in God, does not displace this covenant. This covenant still stands. God foresaw the Jews. He foresaw the church. He foresaw everything. At this point, he preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, and Abraham believed him and said that God is righteous. Now, some will oftentimes say, well, Israel is in such a, they're a godless country, a godless nation. How could God be supporting them? And I just want to point out that the gospel message isn't, we get ourselves cleaned up good enough and well enough, and then God somehow accepts us. That's not the gospel. The gospel is, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. For all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's what the gospel is. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That this justification that we have in God is by faith through grace. Not of our own, but it is the work of God. I don't know how else to say that. God's work is eternal, and it is everlasting. So why is this so incredibly important? Well, God has foreseen the condition of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations and the countries all around her. Who set who amidst the nation? God set Jerusalem in the midst of all these other nations and countries. She has rebelled against my judgments by doing wickedness more than the nations. What? Israel was rebelling against God, doing more than all the other nations? Yeah. And against my statutes, more than the countries that are all around her. So Israel was the worst of the worst. For they refused my judgments, and they have not walked in my statutes. So I would encourage you to go back and read Ezekiel 5. And he says, I'm going to discipline them so people know that I am God. See, the covenant with Abraham isn't so that one people group can be heightened over another. The covenant is to be our living example for us so that we will repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's why replacement theology just does not work. You need to stand and know that anti-Semitic behavior and displacing the covenant of Abraham with the church is unacceptable to God. We are living in the time of the Gentiles. Both Old Testament and New Testament say that. And we are living in a day where salvation is there for everyone. So what should we do? Trust God's gift of righteousness. It's a gift. It's a gift to the Jews. It's a gift to the Gentiles. Stay humble and dependent on faith. It's important. We need to stay humble with Almighty God. As you go into that public space today, don't become arrogant and prideful. Draw people to the cross of Christ Jesus. And I'll say it again. It was a Jewish cross. Draw them. Woo them. Especially if it's another Jewish person, they may not know Jesus Yeshua, Messiah yet. Introduce them. Walk them through the Old Testament scriptures that proclaim Jesus as Lord. And remember, God's covenant and purposes are everlasting. So God's promise to Israel is true, and God's promise to you is true. It's based upon covenant. Why? He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Did you know a Jew lives inside of you? Jesus Christ? Think about that for a minute. So what's my point? We're all sinners. We need a Savior. Jesus is that Savior. He conquered sin and death through the resurrection. Confess Jesus as Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. I hope that helps. I hope it brings some clarity to you today. And I hope that you really understand we are living in the last days. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray as we live in these last days that, God, we would not turn against our older brother, the Jewish nation, but we would humbly learn from them, recognizing that you're going to discipline. That you are going to go before them. That you're going to surround them and call them to repentance. God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that salvation will come to the Jews, God. God, that their joy would be set upon you and not upon the law. God, that they would know you in a deep and intimate way. Lord, we humble our hearts before you, and we ask that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness and filthiness, God. Go before us today, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.